Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. If a person's hiring somebody to work for him for one day, that time would generally be from sunrise to sunset, unless there's different terms being discussed by the employer and the employee. Here we're going to talk about, let's say there are no terms discussed whatsoever. What happens in terms of the relationship between them, and what are the responsibilities of the employer and the employee to each other? Mishnah says, "Hasocheret ha-po'alim ve'amar lehem l'hashkim u'lahadiv." If somebody hires workers and he doesn't tell them the working hours that they're going to have, but then later on he tells them that he wants them to come early, or he wants them to finish working late, pre-sunrise in the morning or post-sunset at nighttime, even if he wants to tell them that he's going to pay them more, in a situation or in a locale where the workers don't usually work that early or that late, the employer is not allowed to force them. Since he didn't specify when he hired them that the hours were going to be different than normal, he has to follow the local custom. He can't demand that they work longer than they usually would work. If the job is taking place in a place where the employer usually gives the food to the workers, then the employer in this case should give them food. If it's the custom in that place to give them a little bit of dip for their food, or a little bit of dessert, or a little bit of extra frill that wouldn't usually come with the meal, then the employer should give them. Hakol kiminhag hamedina. Everything is done like the local custom in the location. If there was no discussion about any different terms, then everything goes by the norm. The Gemara has over here hasure mehasira ve'achiktani, where it adds in another piece to this Mishnah. It says that if it was the custom of the location for the employer to provide food for the employee, and then the employer goes out of his way and specifically tells them he's going to give them food, we say that he's implying to them that he's going to give them more food than is usually given. Otherwise, there would be no need for him to say anything. If it was expected that he gave food, why would there need to tell them, I'm going to give you food? So we say it must be that he's going to give them more than the norm. And the following story tells us that. There was once a story of Rabbi Yohanan ben Matya. He told his son, go and hire workers for us. The son went out. He hired workers, and even though it was the local custom to give the workers food, he promised them as well that he was going to give them food. And when he went to his father and he told him, I hired these workers and I told them I was going to give them food, his father told him back, Bini, afilu ata oseh lahem kisiudat shelomo bishaato lo yatzata idehovatecha imahen. He told him, my son, even if you prepare for these workers a feast like the feast of Shlomo HaMelech, which was tremendous in his time, you didn't fulfill your obligation. By promising them food, you obligated yourself to give them much more than is usually given to workers. Even if you give them a big feast, they could always say that they deserve better, because the Jewish people are the sons of Avraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Shehem b'nei Avraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. So they always have the ability to say, oh, you didn't fulfill your obligation. They deserve, the Jewish people, every member of Bnei Israel deserve a lavish banquet, one that like Avraham Avinu served. You see from here that Avraham Avinu served a greater meal than Shlomo. So therefore, what was the way out of Rabbi Yohanan? Ela ad shelo yathilu b'melacha se ve'emor lahem. So said Rabbi Yohanan, before they start to work, go out and tell them, al minat she'en lachem alai elapat v'kitnit bilvad. Make sure before they start working, before it's too late, that you're telling them that they're only hired under the conditions that they can't claim anything other than bread and beans from you. So therefore, that simple meal is going to be enough for them. Make sure that you specify within the terms of the deal that that's all they're going to get, nothing more than that. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is going to take a different opinion. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, lo haya sarich lomar hakol kiminhag medina. Says Rabbi Rashbag that Rabbi Yohanan's son would not have to say anything to clarify the terms of the employment, everything goes by the local custom. Even though he promised those workers food, he wasn't talking about extra food. He doesn't have to give them more than what's normally given to them in that place. So therefore, according to the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, even though an employer may say, I'm going to give you food, and even if that happened in a place where they normally get food, he's not promising them extra food. He's just telling them that he's going to stick to the local custom, and therefore there's no need to clarify in any way in that case of Rabbi Yohanan. He could just give them the basic meal that's given to workers.